Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. This time we're going to be talking about how to build a really effective marketing campaign.
I'm excited.
Me too. We're going to be using an excerpt from a guide called Managing a Successful Marketing Campaign, Best Practices.
Okay.
It's written by Jo Medico. She's the director of client services at DoubleDome.com.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. And what I really liked about this guide is just how she breaks it down into these really digestible steps.
Kind of like a recipe almost.
Yeah, exactly like a recipe for marketing success.
I like that.
Yeah. So where do we even begin?
Well, the guide starts out talking about laying the foundation.
Okay.
And she compares it to building a house. You know, you can't put up walls without a solid base first.
Right. It's got to be strong.
Yeah. So one of the first things that she talks about is really nailing down your marketing goals.
Okay.
So, you know, what are you trying to achieve with this campaign? Are you trying to build brand awareness? Are you trying to generate leads? Are you trying to increase website traffic?
So it's not just about shouting into the void and hoping that someone hears you.
No, not at all. It's about being very intentional and strategic.
Okay. I like that. So we've got our goals, but then how do we know who we're actually talking to?
Right. So that's where the buyer persona comes in. And she talks about building a very detailed buyer persona.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking about their demographics, their needs, their pain points. What are they doing online?
I like that.
Yeah. It's really about getting a clear picture.
Like a character sketch almost.
Yeah, exactly.
But once we have that picture, like, how do we reach them? Because there's so many different channels these days.
So many. It's overwhelming.
It is. So how do we choose?
Well, she calls this strategic channel selection.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, for example, you wouldn't use TikTok to reach CEOs who are looking for financial software.
Probably not.
It's about really finding the platform where your message is actually going to resonate with that target audience.
Okay. So we've got our goals set. We know our audience. We've chosen the right channels now. How do we actually build a campaign that, like, grabs attention and makes people care?
Right. So the guide talks about content being king.
Okay. But what does that even mean?
Well, you know, you can have the best product or service in the world, but if your content is boring,
no one's going to look at it.
Exactly. It's like having a gift wrapped in plain brown paper. You know, no one's going to be excited about it.
Okay. That's a really good analogy.
So she suggests really thinking about the format. So, you know, are you going to use blog posts, infographics, videos?
I see.
And always keeping that buyer persona in mind. What is going to grab their attention?
Okay. So just creating content isn't enough though, right? We need people to actually do something.
Absolutely. So the guide emphasizes the importance of a very clear call to action.
Okay.
So you're telling people exactly what you want them to do. Think of it as a signpost, you know, on a website, directing people towards a purchase, a sign up, whatever your goal is.
Okay. I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together, but it feels very visual. Mm-hmm. Like, is that part of it too?
Oh, definitely. She highlights the importance of high-quality images and videos.
Okay.
You know, we're wired to respond to visuals so they can make a huge difference in whether someone engages with your content or not.
Okay, so we've got visuals, we've got engaging content, we've got a clear call to action. Anything else that we need at this point?
Let's see. Well, we can't forget about SEO, search engine optimization.
Oh, right. Of course, SEO.
Yeah, so think of it this way. You know, your ideal customer is searching online for a solution to their problem.
Mm-hmm.
SEO is what helps them find you.
Okay.
And not your competitor.
So it's like making sure your shop is the easiest one to find on a busy street.
Exactly.
Love it.
So yeah, once you've got those foundational pieces in place, you know, you've built that strong foundation.
Yeah.
That's when the real work begins.
Okay.
Which she talks about as campaign management, which sounds a little less glamorous.
Is it really that important, though? Can't we just, like, launch the campaign and just let it run its course?
Well, you know, that's like planting a garden and never watering it or weeding it.
Okay.
You need to constantly nurture and adjust your campaign to keep it thriving.
So walk me through this, like, gardening process.
Mm-hmm.
What are the key steps involved?
Well, one of the things that she stresses is the importance of analytics and tracking. Okay. So using tools like Google Analytics to see, you know, what's working, what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as like a dashboard for your marketing efforts.
Wow.
So you can see metrics like website, traffic, leads generated, conversion rates, you know, all in one place.
So it's all about data-driven decisions.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. But then how do we know what to change? Like, how do we actually improve a campaign once it's launched?
Right. So that brings us to optimization.
Okay.
And the guide mentions a few key strategies. So, you know, refining your content, A/B testing, different versions of your ads,
uh-huh,
and adjusting your targeting parameters.
Yeah.
So it's really about constantly refining and improving based on what the data is telling you.
So it's a constant work in progress.
It is.
Always fine-tuning.
Yeah, and one technique that she highlights is A/B testing.
Okay.
Which is like a scientific experiment for your marketing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you're comparing different versions of, say, a headline or an image to see which one performs better.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's all about finding what resonates most with our specific audience.
You got it.
I like it.
But, you know, we've talked about individual channels.
Right.
But she also emphasizes the power of integrating different marketing strategies.
Okay, what does that look like in practice? Does it mean we're using everything all at once?
Not necessarily. It's more about using different channels to complement each other.
Okay.
And to create a more cohesive and impactful approach.
So give me some examples of how this like integration might actually work.
Sure. Well, think about combining content marketing and social media.
Okay.
So you create this awesome content, you know, like blog posts, videos, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you use social media as a megaphone to get it in front of a wider audience and drive traffic back to your website.
That makes a lot of sense. Social media can amplify your content's reach.
Exactly.
Okay, what other combinations work well?
Another example is email marketing and social media.
Okay.
So you use social media to capture leads, you know, people who are interested in what you have to offer.
Right.
And then you nurture those leads through targeted email campaigns.
Okay, so social media attracts email engages.
Yeah, it's like a 1-2 punch.
I like it.
Yeah.
What about combining Google Ads with content marketing?
Oh, that's a powerful duo.
Okay.
So you can use Google Ads to drive traffic to high-quality content
that's
designed to convert.
Okay.
So you're attracting the right audience, and then you're guiding them toward a specific action.
I see how that all fits together. Each piece has a role to play, but they work best when they're orchestrated together.
Exactly.
Okay.
And underpinning all of this is the need for a consistent brand voice and messaging across all those channels.
Right. It's like having a signature style so people instantly recognize it as yours.
Exactly. You want to create that cohesive experience for your audience no matter where they encounter your brand.
Okay. We've covered a lot, laying the foundation, crafting the campaign, managing it effectively.
We have.
But this whole digital landscape thing, it feels like a moving target.
It is.
How do we keep up with all the changes?
Right. Well, the guide stresses the importance of staying adaptable.
Okay.
And embracing new technologies.
But where do we even begin?
Well, one key thing is a mobile-first approach.
Okay.
You know, we live in a mobile world now.
We do. The whole world shrunk to fit in our pockets.
Exactly. And so your website and, you know, pretty much everything that you create needs to be optimized for smaller screens.
Okay, so mobile-first. What else?
Personalization is another big one.
Okay.
People expect more tailored experiences these days.
Right.
So, you know, catering to individual preferences can really boost engagement.
It's about making people feel seen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not just like another face in the crowd.
Right.
And then lastly, she emphasizes the importance of data-driven decisions.
Okay.
So we need to be using those analytics to guide our choices.
Right.
And make sure our campaigns are effective.
So it's more than just numbers. It's like a roadmap telling us where we are and where we need to go.
Exactly. It helps us navigate this crazy, complex digital world.
The digital wilderness.
Yes. And make smart decisions.
Okay, well, I think that's a great place to pause for now.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground already.
You have.
From building that solid foundation to navigating this ever-changing digital world, it's been quite a journey.
It has.
But when we come back, we'll delve even deeper into some specific strategies and tools mentioned in this guide.
I'm excited.
Like Google Ads, social media marketing, email marketing.
I can't wait.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we are back and ready to dig into some specific tools and strategies that can really help you build a successful marketing campaign.
It's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Exactly.
Turning all this theory into action.
I like it. So let's start with a tool that's mentioned a lot throughout this guide.
Okay.
Google Ads.
Ah, yes, Google Ads. It can be a real game changer for businesses.
Okay, so for those who might be new to this, like, what exactly is Google Ads?
Well, in a nutshell, it's how you get your website or your content to show up at the top of those search results when people are searching for specific keywords.
Right. So you're paying to be seen, essentially.
Yeah. You're buying targeted visibility on Google's search engine results page.
Okay.
But the real art of it is in crafting effective ads and managing your campaigns strategically.
So it's not just about throwing money at Google and hoping for the best.
No, not
a... There's an actual strategy involved.
Absolutely. One of the most important things is keyword research.
Okay.
So you need to know what terms people are actually typing into that search bar.
Makes sense.
And then you use those keywords in your ads.
It's like we're trying to speak the same language as our target audience.
Exactly. You need to know what they're looking for and how they're phrasing it. And it goes beyond just the keywords. You can actually target specific demographics.
Wow.
Locations, even the time of day that people are seeing your ads.
That's a lot of control.
It is. It's very granular. And that precision is really what helps you make the most of your budget.
Right. You don't want to be wasting money on clicks from people who aren't actually interested.
Exactly.
Okay. So Google Ads, it can be pretty powerful, especially when you combine it with other strategies like we talked about earlier, like content marketing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So tell me how those two work together.
Okay, well, remember how we were talking about integration?
Yeah.
Imagine you create this fantastic blog post that addresses a specific pain point that your buyer persona has.
Okay.
And then you use Google Ads to target people who are searching for solutions to that exact problem.
Okay.
And you lead them straight to your awesome blog post.
You're attracting the right people with the right information.
Right. It's a win-win.
I love it. Okay. Let's talk about another big one, social media marketing.
Yes. Social media, it's everywhere.
It can feel a little overwhelming sometimes.
It really can.
Where do we even start?
Well, the guide offers some great advice. And again, it really comes back to knowing your audience.
Okay.
So which platforms are they actually spending time on?
Right.
What kind of content are they engaging with?
So if my ideal customer is, you know, a busy mom who loves quick recipe videos.
Right.
I'm probably not going to be writing like lengthy LinkedIn articles.
Probably not. No.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
And then just like with any other marketing channel, consistency is key.
Oh, absolutely. You want to maintain that unified brand experience across all of your social media platforms.
So having that consistent voice and tone and even like the visual style.
Yeah. It's all about creating that recognizable identity.
Okay.
But it goes beyond just the aesthetics. Social media is really about engagement.
Okay.
So respond to comments, ask questions, you know, foster that sense of community around your brand.
It's about building relationships.
Exactly. Not just broadcasting messages into the void. And don't underestimate the power of listening on social media.
Oh, that's a good point.
You can gain such valuable insights just by paying attention to what people are saying about your brand.
Okay. We've talked about Google Ads. We've talked about social media, content marketing. What about good old email marketing?
Ah, email. Is it still relevant?
Is it dead?
Not at all.
Okay.
It remains one of the most effective ways to nurture leads and move people further down that sales funnel.
Okay, I get that. But how do you make your email stand out these days? Because my inbox is like a war zone.
It's so crowded, right?
It is.
Well, one thing she emphasizes is the power of a really compelling subject line.
Okay.
It's like the headline of a news article.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to grab attention.
Right. You got to make people want to click.
Exactly.
Okay. So I've got them to open the email now.
What? Well, now you need to keep them reading by providing valuable content.
Okay.
That speaks directly to their needs and their interests. You know, think about their pain points.
Uh-huh.
Offer solutions and insights that are genuinely helpful.
So we're adding value, not just bombarding them with sales pitches.
Exactly right. And don't forget about integration here either.
Oh, right. Bring it all together.
Right. You can use social media to capture those leads
and
then segment them and target them with specific email campaigns based on their interests.
So email marketing's not dead. It's just evolved.
It's all about strategy.
I like it. All right. So we've covered a lot of tools, a lot of tactics, but I think there's one piece missing. How do we actually measure the success of all these efforts?
Ah, that's where analytics come in.
Right. The data.
The data. Yeah. And she's a huge advocate for setting up tracking and analytics from the very beginning of your campaign.
Okay. So we talked about Google Analytics earlier.
We did.
Remind me, why is it so important?
Well, it's like having that dashboard for your marketing, right? You see those key metrics.
Yeah.
Website, traffic led generation, conversion rates, all of that good stuff in one place.
So you can see what's working and what's not.
Exactly. And then you can make those data-driven decisions.
So it's not just about collecting the data. It's about using it to actually inform your strategy.
You got it. In analytics, it's in an ongoing process.
Right. It's not a one-time thing.
No, you need to be constantly monitoring that data, looking for trends,
yeah.
You know, identifying opportunities for improvement.
It's like a feedback loop. You gather data, you analyze it, you make changes, and then you gather more data to see if those changes actually had an impact.
Exactly. And the great thing is analytics aren't just for huge corporations anymore.
That's good.
There are so many user-friendly tools out there that can help even small businesses, you know.
Level the playing field a bit.
Exactly. So no matter your size, no matter your budget, you can leverage the power of data to make smarter marketing decisions.
That's empowering.
It is. And that's what makes this field so exciting. It's constantly evolving. There's always something new to learn.
I agree with you there.
And there are tools and strategies out there for everyone.
Okay. Well, I think that is a great place to maybe take a little break.
Yeah, catch our breath.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive already, from laying the foundation to navigating this complex digital world.
It's been a journey.
It has. But when we come back, we're going to recap some of the key takeaways.
Sounds good.
And leave you with a few thought-provoking questions to ponder.
I like it.
All right. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our deep dive on marketing campaign best practices. I feel like we've covered so much ground already, from building a strong foundation to navigating this crazy digital world.
It's been a whirlwind for sure.
It has, but I think it's really helpful to take a step back and like distill everything down into some key takeaways.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's try to crystallize the most important points.
Okay, so big picture. What are the essential elements of a successful campaign?
Well, it all begins with clarity. What are you actually hoping to achieve with this campaign? You know, are you aiming for brand recognition or lead generation or driving traffic to your website or something else entirely?
Right. So defining those objectives from the start.
Exactly. It's like setting your compass before you embark on a journey.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
But even with a compass, you still need to know like who's coming along for the ride.
Absolutely. And that's where understanding your audience comes in.
Right.
Who are you trying to reach? What are their needs, their pain points, their interests? You know, building that detailed buyer persona that we talked about, it's like creating a character sketch for your ideal customer.
Oh, yeah, like a profile almost.
Exactly. You need to speak their language and offer solutions that genuinely resonate with them.
Right. You're not just talking at them, you're talking to them.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got our goals. We know our audience now.
Yeah.
How do we choose the right channels to reach them? Because there's just so many options these days.
So many. It's overwhelming.
It really is.
Well, strategic channel selection is key. You know, think about where your audience is actually hanging out online. Are they on social media? Are they searching for information on Google? Are they engaging with content in their email inbox? You know, align your channels with your audience's habits and preferences.
It's all about meeting them where they are.
Exactly.
Okay, so now you've got your channels in place. You need to have something to actually share on those channels.
Mm-hmm.
Content is king, right?
Content is king, but it can't just be any content.
Right. It's got to be good.
It has to be engaging, informative, tailored to your specific target audience.
Okay.
So whether you're creating blog posts, videos, infographics, social media updates, you know, whatever it is, focus on providing value and capturing their attention.
And once you have their attention, you need to tell them what to do next.
Exactly. A clear call to action, you know, guide them towards taking that next step, whether it's visiting your website, signing up for a newsletter, downloading an ebook, making a purchase.
Or it's that extra little nudge.
Exactly.
Okay. But launching a campaign is just the beginning.
The first step.
What happens after you hit that publish button?
Well, that's when the real work begins. It's all about ongoing management, monitoring, and optimization. Think of it like tending to a garden. You know, you plant those seeds, but then you have to water them. You have to weed them. You have to make sure they're getting enough sunlight.
Right. Or else they'll just wither and die.
Exactly. And that's where analytics come in.
Right. The data.
Data. Tools like Google Analytics allow you to track those key metrics. Website, traffic led generation, conversion rates. It's like having a dashboard for your marketing efforts. You can see what's working, what's not, and make those data-driven decisions.
So you're constantly learning and adjusting.
Absolutely. Analytics provide that feedback loop, you know, helping you continually refine your approach and improve your results over time.
I like it.
But remember, the digital world is always changing. New platforms emerge. Trends come and go. Algorithms get updated.
It can feel like you're on a treadmill sometimes, just trying to keep up.
It can, but that's part of the excitement, too.
Yeah.
You know, embrace those new technologies, experiment with different approaches, and always be learning.
Right.
So now I want to leave you with a thought-provoking question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Knowing what you now know about building a successful marketing campaign, what kind of campaign would best resonate with your ideal customer? What channels would you prioritize? What would be your most compelling call to action? How would you measure success?
That's a really great question to think about. And, you know, this deep dive has given us a really solid framework.
It has.
Now it's our turn to apply it. Think about our own goals.
Yeah.
Our audience get creative. The possibilities are endless.
They are.
And who knows, maybe you'll be the one writing the next guide on marketing best practices.
You never know.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of successful marketing campaigns.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep marketing smart.